spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
You know, somebody asked me, what does all that mean? I don't know. Some guy came in the studio one day and he's like, hey, you want me to cut you some intros? I'm like, okay. And so I put him in front of the mic and pushed record, and he just started saying wacky stuff like that, and here it is. Wow. We use it. You like that one? How about this one?
Dingoes ate my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
That's pretty funny
that's
stuff.
That's got to be my favorite right now.
He's a Seinfeld fan.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That was years ago. That was a guy that used to work here in the master control. His name was Greg Jarvis, and he recorded all kinds of wacky stuff for us. And then the other ones you heard is another guy named Russ. It went blank. His name was Russ, and he worked here, and he was also a tech around here and did stuff, and he just was crazy. So anyway, that's the history of that. How about we go to Sue, who has questions about installing Norton. Sue, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi. I'm glad that you took my call.
We're glad too, Sue. What can we help you with on this fine afternoon, Saturday at 1:36 p.m.?
I had installed ActionBot, the program for internet security done by Norton.
Right.
In 2003, then it expired. I renewed it via internet, and now it just expired again. It would not let me renew, so it expired. I purchased the internet, Norton Internet Security 2005.
Okay.
And attempted to install it. I got a window telling me that I needed to uninstall the previous version.
Okay.
Yet when I attempted to do that, I got another window saying that I was not the administrator. And in my attempts to go back into the old program to have myself set it up as such, it will not let me in because it's expired.
What will not let you in? Expired.
It says apparently that I have to be the administrator for the previous version.
Okay.
And
what that means is...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. There's some kind of permission issue on your machine, and either the username that you're logged in with on the computer is not administrator, which is most likely the case, or is not an administrative user. There's a couple different ways to handle this. The easiest way is going to be to log out, and if you're running Windows, there should be a start, shut down, then log off option.
Right.
And when you do that, it'll get you back out to that screen where you can choose what usernames to log in as. Now, if there is no administrator option, you can generally do Control-Alt-Delete twice, which will bring up an option to log in as administrator. Hopefully, you either remember the administrator password you set up or you set no password up.
I don't believe I did because I would have been the administrator. There's just myself and my husband on XP.
Okay. So you can try and give that a shot. Log in as administrator, and either you can go into the control panel and give the other users' names, which are you and your husband's usernames, administrative control by a control panel applet that talks about user and password administration, or just log in as administrator, do what you need to do as far as uninstall the internet security program, get the new one installed, and then log back out and log in as yourself.
Okay, let me ask you this question. If I am unable to uninstall other programs, would it seem odd that I'm having difficulty with this one?
Not necessarily. Some programs don't really care about your security level, while others do. Better written programs generally will care about that security level, or at least make sure that you're the same security level as when you installed. So it kind of really depends, and it's more of a luck of the draw if they're writing the software to care about those things or not.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, it does. And then one final question, which might be silly, but I just want to double check it.
Uh-huh.
I have Cox Internet. So as long as I have the computer turned off, does that mean that I'm not vulnerable? As of this point, I don't have firewall or antivirus protection, obviously.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. Do you just come from the wall, the cable connection into your cable modem, and then straight to your PC, or does it plug into anything like a broadband router to share with other PCs or devices in the house?
No, it's just direct.
Okay. Well, that would mean that you have some kind of direct connection. Now, the next question is, what operating system are you running on your PC?
Windows 2000 XP, Home Edition.
2000 XP. I'm going to assume that means Windows XP Home, because there's no... Okay. Do you know if you've installed the Service Pack 2 update that came out, probably 6-8 months ago?
I don't believe I did.
Okay. If you installed that, it has its own firewall built in.
Okay.
That I would say is easily as good as if not better than that Norton Internet Security one that you're trying to set up and install.
Oh.
So you might want to think about, you know, since you're going to go through this uninstallation, new installation kind of thing.
Sure.
I would keep good antivirus protection, and Norton certainly makes a good antivirus product, but I would probably install just their antivirus product, leave that internet security thing out, and instead make sure you've downloaded and installed Service Pack 2 if you have, by default, it turns on a firewall protection that's a fairly good piece of software that's there to help protect you from the internet, at least as good as, like I said, or better than that Norton Internet Security, in my opinion.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your assistance, and I love your program.
You're welcome, and thanks for the call. By the way, you can get that XP Service Pack 2 download right from Microsoft's website. The easiest way is just go to the Windows Update feature. You'll find within your browser under Tools, then Windows Update, and make sure you get that installed and going. It's a good idea to have that, even if you're not going to use that firewall feature. So give that a try, and I bet you that's going to help solve those problems. Also, if you get stuck there, Sue, and I know you've already hung up there, but if you're still listening, if you get stuck and you still can't uninstall after you switch to administrator, none of that's working, there are some manual removal instructions online at Symantec's website. You just go to symantec.com, or you could go to norton.com, and it'll kind of forward you there. But just do a little bit of searching in their knowledge base about manual removal instructions for their internet security products, and they'll kind of have some step-by-step stuff that's a little bit more technical, but that you can go through and wipe that thing out for sure. Right?
You are correct.
I'm just looking for confirmation. I need your confirmation.
Affirmative.
That's right. Hey, I'll do one better. I'll put a little something in the follow-up newsletter.
How about that, Sue? So if you're still listening and you get frustrated, we're going to put in some goodies in the follow-up newsletter, which will probably be out, say Monday afternoon or Tuesday or so. And if you want to make sure you get that, make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter. And you can do that, of course, at our website at datadoctors.com. Just look for the box that says subscribe and follow the instructions. By the way, if you've changed email addresses or you want to unsubscribe for some reason, you can do so right through our website. No need in trying to send us an email telling us to do that for you, because oftentimes that's not going to get through to a real person if you just hit reply on that thing. So just the instructions are included in every newsletter that we do send out on how to do it, and it's at the website, so check that stuff out. Let's try to see if we can help out Bert, who has a Compaq and wants to know, does he need antivirus? Bert, welcome to the Computer Corner.
How are you doing?
So far, so good. What can we help you out with?
I don't know whether I need antivirus program or not. Does every computer need that?
Well, I guess there's an argument that could be made that no, not every computer needs it. I would say every computer does need it, like a seatbelt. It's something that isn't, I wouldn't drive in a car without one, but there are people that will disagree and say, hey, I don't need a seatbelt, I don't need a helmet when I'm riding a motorcycle. If you want to live a little dangerously, you certainly can.
Well, is your computer hooked up to the internet?
I can have access to it if I want, but I haven't done it yet.
Okay. If you're not on the internet, by and large, the majority of what's out there as far as viruses are going to come through on the internet. So if you're not on at all and you don't ever connect, then you'd still be okay with not having antivirus, but that's not the only way you can get a virus. You can also get it through diskettes or CDs that somebody may burn for you and hand off to you that you may install things from or put into your computer. So you're not completely protected just by not being online, but it certainly gets rid of a huge majority of where those threats might be.
What's the worst that can happen with a virus?
Worst that can happen? There are viruses out there that can cause destruction of data, meaning data loss, so things that you might care about could be gone. Most viruses these days are something more of a nuisance, where they're going to slow your computer down, they're going to cause problems, they're going to cause strange behaviors, they might cause lockups, they might cause just things that are really annoying, not necessarily damage data, but they can also go that far as well.
They might use your computer to infect others, which is pretty common.
Right.
Very nice of them.
Yes. And,
yeah.
I mean, I've even heard of viruses that are able to do physical damage by causing the hard drive to be accessed erratically. And
yeah, there are a couple out there that they're real high, pretty rare, but they're capable of rewriting something called the CMOS or the BIOS in your computer, mm-hmm. which can cause your computer to not be able to boot. And in some cases, you may have to replace major components. They don't actually damage the hardware like you'd think of when you're thinking of like Mission Impossible, where it, you know, bursts into flames.
Right.
But it can cause problems and confuse the hardware so much that it can't function properly without major amounts of work, which could be very time-consuming and or expensive for you.
So it can get pretty bad.
So is there any reason? I can't think of a reason to not have antivirus software.
Yeah, there's free solutions out there, and obviously, I mean, it's not a...
You talked me into it.
we twisted your arm enough.
That was
quick. If you were online, I'd say a good place to start is check out our website at datadoctors.com. There's a listing on the right-hand side of what we call Data Doctors Approved Software. And in that approved list, there are some antivirus selections there that we recommend. Specifically, if you're going to go commercial, which is what I would recommend for most users, you buy either the Norton antivirus or the McAfee antivirus. Make sure when you go to select these products that you buy the antivirus only. You don't buy a package product that comes with antivirus and a bunch of other things. Because the other things are things you probably don't need.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a million.
You're welcome, and good luck with that.
Thanks.
Do you not need antivirus? I can't think of a good reason to not have it.
If you're on the internet, you need antivirus.
Yeah, definitely.
If you never connect your computer to the internet, probably you'd be okay.
Yeah, I mean, the only downside is you're going to spend some money, possibly. There are some free ones out there that as Chad mentioned, but man, I just can't think of why, even not being on the internet. I mean, long before the internet was really very popular and lots of people weren't on the internet, I can't tell you how many times I would go out to somebody's house or somebody's business, they'd be having strange problems, and I would throw in antivirus software and in a few minutes find all kinds of weird stuff.
Yep.
And it's stuff that they've been living with for a long time, and when I cleaned it up, it's amazing how much better the system ran. So, you know, generally those things, again, aren't really problems that are going to be real apparent. They're going to be more nuisance kind of items, and it may make the computer act just strangely, or you may think, well, it's just Windows, not written well. That may or may not be the case, but definitely making sure you don't have viruses is a good thing, and I can't imagine, like the analogy of seatbelts in a car, without wearing that seatbelt, it seems like you're kind of taking a risk that really isn't needed.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, in my experience as a computer technician, the most viruses I've ever found on a single computer was over 66,000 instances.
66,000 is a lot.
That's a lot of
keeping track.
Yeah, yes. A lot of them replicate themselves. I think Netscape's one of them.
Yep.
So you'll find a lot of the same virus, instances of the same virus on the system.
Yeah.
But that is a lot of viruses.
By the way, it's gotten a little bit better as of late, but probably as early as probably 8-9 months ago, I would say clearly 45-50% of the PCs that came into our service facilities, which we have many of and which we service thousands of computers a month, probably half used to be that they came in with viruses on them and people didn't know.
Yeah.
So that's gotten better because people are becoming more aware. Antivirus products are becoming easier to use. They're self-updating. People are online all the time, so they're getting automatic updates. That number is starting to go down as a percentage, but it's still, I would say, is a pretty high percentage. Maybe 20-25% of the PCs that come in have some form of virus, and definitely almost every PC that comes through the door these days has some kind of adware or spyware problem. So those are some things you might want to check out. Again, there are some free tools and some good information posted at our website, datadoctors.com. Look on the right-hand side for the Data Doctors approved little stamp of approval, and we'll give you a big listing there of things that we've tested and tried out and said, yeah, these make the cut. And there's also a list of things that don't make the cut. And if you're wondering why, you'll either have to just take our word for why they don't make the cut
or
go do
it.
Some research. Because there's not a lot of explanation as to why, and some people write sometimes saying, well, I have this and it works great. Why do you have it on your hit list? Well, if it's working for you, then great. We're giving advice to people who maybe are out there and thinking about doing something, hopefully help them avoid some kind of problem. So give those things a shot. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got one final segment left. We've got Ann, we got Vicky, we got David, and we'll be talking to them, helping them solve their PC problems right here on the Computer Corner. News Radio 620, KTAR.